Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, for a moment of clarity.
You know, you said something that's very important, I think, because it really kind of moves into the next area of the Constitution that Donald Trump seemingly has wild abandon about. When you talk about the fascist dictator kind of mindset to sort of step outside the Constitution, it goes to the heart of what both Simone and Vice President Pence in the clip we heard coming in said, that the foundational aspects of that. So Donald Trump was at a recent National Day of Prayer. And he had this to say about that other little pesky thing in the Constitution called separation of church and state. Let's take a quick listen to that little ditty.
They say separation between church and state, they told me. I said, all right, let's forget about that for one time. We said, really, the separation? I don't know. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm not sure. But whether there's separation or not, you guys are in the White House where you should be. And you're representing our country, and we're bringing religion back to our country.
I just like sometimes it's like to drop stuff in the middle of the table, and anybody wants to feast on it.
I just want to note, this is, they said that they would do this.
Yes.
This has been a movement. I think I heard it was Vice President Harris. I heard her say last week that when she addressed Emerge, part of her speech, and I'm going to paraphrase, but she noted that you have to remember that Donald Trump is a vessel for the chaos, but a plan that has been actively trying to be worked for decades. And he is just the vessel through which this plan is coming into fruition. But what Donald Trump is talking about there is a nod to this institutionalization of Christian nationalism.
Yes.
Like in making, putting the Bibles in the schools in Oklahoma, putting the Ten Commandments up. That's what he's talking about.
Well, first of all, just because you say you're...
And I love the Lord. I want to preface it with that. I love Jesus, honey. Grew up Baptist, AME now. But come on.
We will all stipulate. Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God. Well, he just wants to give to God.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weeknight, Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern on MSNBC.